Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, anachronistic, nationalistic Christian patriots. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. John Jacob Schmidt here and Lady Liberty. And we are broadcasting from the heart of patriot-held territory in the American Redoubt. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Trump Tuesday. Yippee.
Right.
You know, he had a rally in Erie, Pennsylvania this weekend. And wow, that crowd was just absolutely nuts.
Yep.
Over him.
They always are. It's just the same everywhere you go. And I mean, that is the people's president. That's the popular president.
That's right.
Hands down, in all of the polls, he just annihilates anybody they put up against him in any poll.
Yep.
And you know, it's exciting. It's the man that's needed for this hour. If there's, you know, any hope, of course, you know, ultimately our hope is in the Lord, but the Lord uses men in certain times. And sometimes he uses the most, unsuspecting people. Look at King Cyrus,
right?
You know, for helping Israel. He was not a godly man, and there have been godly men and ungodly men used all throughout history. Winston Churchill,
that's right.
You know, was one of our, you know, most awesome heroes in history.
Yep.
And he loved his country. Trump loves his country.
Yep.
And here's basically the litmus test is right here. Who does the anti-American and God haters perceive as their biggest enemy, the biggest threat to them?
Right.
It's Donald Trump.
Yep.
So is there any question as far as who to get behind?
Well, exactly. That's how you know who to get behind is if the left is supporting them or propping them up against Trump. And they are a supposed Republican candidate,
right.
Then you know for a fact that they're siding with the left and most definitely communist backed. And so
yes.
you run as fast as you can from that particular person. And of course, we're looking at DeSantis now falling into third place. And so what an unfortunate...
Among all the Republican candidates.
Yep. And what an unfortunate thing for him. It was a mistake from the beginning. He shouldn't have run against Trump.
No.
We were hoping that he could be vice president. However, I think it does stand... It stands and has a lot of weight if you've got a good, strong governor like he is that stays in Florida and does the job while the other guy that needs to be president is president.
That's
and,
right.
And I mean, look at Carrie Lake. She hasn't overthrown that fraudulent election yet, so she might just be the best candidate for vice president.
Yeah.
And so, as it goes, it works out really well if DeSantis stays where he is.
Absolutely. He's a very effective governor. We love him as the governor. We'd love to see him on the presidential ballot in 2028, 8 years of DeSantis after Trump.
That's right.
But obviously he's not going to become president. The only person that's going to become president is Trump.
Yep.
from the Republicans.
That's
and,
right.
You know, so everybody, you know, stop playing. Maybe they're trying to get known. Maybe they're trying to impress Trump as potential vice president candidates.
I would have to
Because there are some really sharp folks there. There's some losers, but there are some really, really sharp folks.
Yep.
Ron DeSantis is being one. You know, Ramaswamy, great head on his shoulders, you know, patriot.
Yep, that's
with,
right.
With a lot of really good solutions. He's just not Trump.
Yep.
And
and nor is he a Christian. As far as that goes, I prefer to stick with the Christian candidates.
Oh,
you
right.
know?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
But, you know, God can use anybody. But if there's a Christian running, by all means, that one first, right?
Well, and here's the other thing, too. A real Christian
Right.
Because we have some that are calling themselves Christians.
Right, the 44th usurper, he called himself a Christian, and he most definitely was not.
That's right. They've proven themselves to be traitors and helping to cover lies and allying themselves with the enemy, of America, with enemies of, you know, all that's good and right and Christian.
Right.
And, you know, you make friends with those kind of people. Look at the results. Look at the results now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's because of those actions. And look at the Georgia. It was the Georgia governor and I want to say Secretary of State, the Attorney General, right? Yeah. That, you know, I'm a solid Christian. I'm an evangelical Christian. But everything they did was, the fruits, it didn't bear fruit from what they were saying.
Right. You shall know them by their fruits.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, man, what a time for discernment that we live in now. You really have to discern.
Well, and that's the thing. If people say they're a Christian, anybody can say that. A Muslim can walk up to you and tell you that they're a Christian.
Well, how about the 44th president who shall not be named?
Exactly.
All the Muslims are saying, oh, no, he's Muslim through and through. That's right. You know, and pointing out why. And, of course, one of the tenets of Islam is to use deception.
Right.
It's okay to lie as long as it advances your cause.
Right. It's called taqiyya. Yeah. And if it benefits Islam, then who cares if it's a lie or not?
It's permissible.
It's all good. And so, there's something outstanding in the news here today that, as you all remember, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, Soros's stooge. Do you know he has stooped to another low? Here he was trying to subpoena Melania Trump's emails, but a judge blocks him. The New York State judge just slammed the shutters closed on District Attorney Alvin Bragg's hope of peering into Melania Trump's emails.
Wow.
And so this was New York State Supreme Court Judge Juan Merchan, and he's the one that rejected Bragg's bid to peruse the emails between the former Trump executive assistant Ronna Graff and former First Lady. And so, what on earth?
It's called harassment.
Exactly.
It is, let's make these people's lives as miserable as possible.
Right.
Let's dog them. Let's chase them. Let's nip at their heels and make them absolutely miserable, drain them financially, and throw everything we can at them. And everybody associated with them are going to feel it.
Right. I guess that's what a criminal does with somebody that's not a criminal that they want. You know, that's
right.
Talk about backwards on top of upside down.
That's what communists do.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Because they are the ones that are truly wrong every single time you make a turn with those people. And then they're trying to always slam everybody else that's doing the right thing. What a difficult position to be in. Why would you want to be the liar trying to accuse the truth? The people stating the truth that they're the liars. What a strange place to be.
They're not right in the head.
That's for sure.
Yeah. They're meddlers. You know, they meddle.
Yep.
They're
busy. Oh, there we go. They are walking in the vanity of their own minds.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
Like we talked about yesterday, that was such an intriguing statement. And and everything they do is following their own father that is destructive and seeks to destroy, kill, lie, all of it.
Yes, indeed. Well, we've got a lot to cover. There's a lot going on. Russia is making its moves across Central Africa. Niger has just been overthrown with a coup. France is maneuvering to get involved because that's their primary source of uranium, and they're saying this will be an act of war if you come here. The Nigerians are saying this, and Russia stands to benefit greatly from this. Very interesting. We're following that. Also, a major at least 200,000 unit development in Texas, thanks to Governor Abbott, who many question whether or not that is a true Republican. They're calling it Abbottsville, this development. One of Governor Abbott's largest donors is the developer of this migrant community that will host at least 200,000 migrants.
Wow.
Yeah. And so there's all kinds of shenanigans going there. We'll follow as much as we can. And throughout the week, we'll be peeling some of the layers off of this and diving into that, because we hate the word unpack. We're going to unpack this. Everybody uses that. It's so cliche.
Yeah.
No, we're going to peel the layers off.
Well, and that's a great contrast, because we've got a Carrie Lake clip that we're going to be playing after the break as well. So I was thinking about that earlier, the huge contrast between You Shall Know Them by Their Fruits, and why was Abbott so brave and strong while Carrie Lake was out there leading the charge,
right?
You know, when she was expecting to be elected to governor, and she was doing all the right things before she even got into office. And so he was trying to follow her and what she was doing. And as soon as she kind of had to disappear and get stuck in all of these court battles, where is he gone? What's he doing?
Right. Right? Yep.
Wow.
Exactly. Why hasn't he mobilized the Texas National Guard to seal the border?
That's right.
You know? I know they put the little floaty things down the middle of the river, and you know, it's almost like window dressing.
Right.
It's like, here, I really am doing something. And then he gives a speech and, you know, just drives his fist into the air and everything. And then it kind of, and then you see things like this development for migrants, this entire city.
Right, where you're going, whoa, wait a minute, what is that about?
Yeah.
Well, and so, and speaking of the border and border-related issues, as you know, Sound of Freedom has now been playing in over 4,000 U.S. theaters, and wow, the earnings so far have surpassed $140 million. So,
yep.
Woohoo!
And the pedophile apologists hate it.
Yes, they do.
You can tell who they are, because they're always trying to run this down. It's a conspiracy theory, and it's blown way out of proportion. And what are they trying to hide?
Right. Well, and just like we were thankful for Xi pointing out who the true traitors to the United States are, well, we're thankful for this film exposing the other traitors that are, you know, that are also supporting pedophilia.
Oh yeah, we love it when they self-identify.
Yeah,
this just makes it so much easier. Yep, and we're taking notes.
That's right. That's
There's
right.
Naughty list going
for sure.
All right, well, Lady Liberty, what do we've got for the word of the day today from the Lord?
Okay, well, so the word of the day for Trump Tuesday comes to us from 1 John chapter 1, verses 3 through 11, which read under the title, The Test of Knowing Him. Now by this we know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. He who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk, just as he walked. Brethren, I write no new commandment to you, but an old commandment which you have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write to you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. He who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. But he who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. And that's it.
Yeah.
Well, and what's interesting here is you would think that in verse 7 and 8, it says, I write no new commandment to you, but an old commandment. And then in 8, it says, again, a new commandment I write to you. And so you go, well, now wait a minute.
I'm not
confused. Is it new or is it old? Well, it's the same old commandment with a different spin on the love part of it.
Right.
It says here another in the Bible notes it explains it by saying another test of fellowship with God is love for the brethren, an old commandment which they had known since their first acquaintance with Christ. The commandment to love is also new because Jesus gave it a new standard and a new motive. And so John affirms the fact that the true light, which the gospel reveals, dispels the darkness of moral ignorance and satanic bondage, and that love is characteristic of light, and hate is characteristic of darkness. Those two are mortal enemies. Therefore, a person reveals the genuineness of his relationship with God by his relationship with others.
Makes sense.
Fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah, really.
And so really, I mean, so that's the question for each of us to ask ourselves today. If we want to know the genuineness of our relationship with God by viewing our relationships with others around us. And so that's an excellent question. How do I treat that person? How do I treat that person? Do I treat that, you know, am I giving people reverence where they shouldn't have? Am I not giving people reverence where I should be giving it to them, you know?
And I understand the old commandment, but it's a new commandment, but it's an old commandment, because it seemed that a lot of them knew to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength, and then also to love each other, to love your brother. They knew that. And when Christ would ask, they would respond that way. So they knew it, but they had lost that love for each other. And that's why Christ emphasized it so much, because it became over time all about just serving God, loving God, and it seemed like the love for each other was lost.
Right.
So it was new, like it was almost, I guess a better term might be, it was renewed.
Right.
Because it was an old law, it was an old commandment, I should say, but it hadn't been practiced, it had been just forgotten. And so it was new for them, because it had been renewed for them.
Right. And see, that's kind of the circular thing about the whole new commandments, because when he says, I have two new commandments for you, he refers to the Ten Commandments.
Right.
And it's just that he says all the law and prophets hang on these two commandments. Love God with all your heart, love your brother as you love yourself.
Yeah.
Well, and you go, well, but all the commandments hang on what you just said. And so, you know, it's this circular thing,
yes.
But it's a different renewal of the spirit of the love behind it, the spirit behind the letter of the law.
Yeah.
Right. And so
they've gotten so caught up in the letter of the law,
that they forgot the love behind the law. And so that's, you know, it's plus the fact that it's described as being the ladder of tutelage to the end being the more like high school level or upper education level, if you will, of walking in love and treating your brother as you would treat yourself. And that's always a fascinating little circular statement, but it's true. It is a new thing. It's a slightly different focus on the same old thing.
Yeah, exactly. It's the circular in the sense that the fundamental of it comes back around.
Right. One defines the other.
Yeah.
Back and forth, in fact.
That's kind of cool. Wrap your mind around that.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Okay, well, good. That scripture was?
Was 1 John chapter 1, verses 3 through 11.
All right, good one. Thank you.
Yeah, praise God.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and take a break here real quick, folks. And the segment brought to you by JesusAppears.com, helping you to get rapture ready. Are you ready? Could come at any moment. And, look around. Just look out the window. Look at the news and all the signs that he said to watch for when the time is at hand is we're here.
Yep.
So learn more about that at JesusAppears.com. This is Radio Free Redoubt. The Morning Commute with JJS will continue right after these messages. Stay right there. To God.
This is the final battle. With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists, Marxists, and fascists. We will throw off the sick political class that hates our country. We will rout the fake news media, and we will liberate America from these villains once and for all.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Patriots. This is segment two of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And The Morning Commute is listener supported. Go to radiofreeredoubt.com, click on the Donate to RFR tab, and that'll open the page so you can learn the different ways to support us. If you want to help keep us on the air, we surely could use the help, and so prayerfully consider doing that. All right, Lady Liberty, here we are. Got everything wound up for Trump Tuesday Part 2.
That's right. Well, and as we were talking about referencing the Sound of Freedom and its great success in the 4,000 U.S. theaters with surpassing over $140 million in revenue.
Wow.
Well, Trump has something to say about what's going on with the nation's children as well. Listen to what he had to say from the rally.
On day one, I will sign an executive order to cut federal funding for any school pushing critical race theory, transgender insanity, and other inappropriate racial, sexual, or political content on children. I will keep men out of women's sports. And, you know, nobody's been tougher on that than me. How ridiculous is that? And I will sign a law prohibiting child sexual mutilation. Can you believe we even have to say this in all 50 states?
Absolutely awesome.
Well,
and yeah, yeah, isn't it unbelievable that we even have to be saying this stuff? You have to pass a law to not target children for sexualized and mutilization.
Right. I mean, talk about an about face in this nation. We've gone from the 1950s Leave It to Beaver to Hide the Cleaver. You know what I mean?
No,
it's like, good grief. This is crazy. Yeah. What is going on today? And like we referred to yesterday, the whole underlying cause of all of that is the electronic voting machines.
Yep, that's right.
They are what has caused the election theft, the whole process to be completely thrown into the garbage and left up to every evil person that wants to change and manipulate the outcome.
With nobody stopping it.
Nobody's,
I mean, no meaningful.
It.
And this is like what I was saying yesterday. This stolen election, and then Congress, the Republicans holding these hearings, grilling these people on their performance.
Right.
You know, with the Mayorkas and Christopher Wray and these others for acting unconstitutionally, acting illegally. It's,
and then they go back to work the next day.
Right. But this is like a burglar coming into your house, and then you're sitting there scolding them about, you just got mud on my carpet. You just made that peanut butter and jelly sandwich and left this mess on the counter. You know, right. You need to be held accountable. You need to answer for this.
Right.
You know, when they shouldn't even be there in the first place. You're, yep, totally missing the point. This is a burglar that's in your house illegally.
Yeah.
And they're not even addressing it. They're addressing the mud on the carpet.
Yeah. The other ridiculous issues that, of course, are going to be byproducts of the burglar being in your house.
Exactly.
Yep.
But you don't throw the burglar out. You just run around pointing at the yeah, messes that they make and tell them.
Criticizing him.
They need to be held accountable for this muddy floor.
Right.
Well, anyway.
Talk about missing the entire point.
Missing
in the
it, Republicans.
Disgusting way.
Yeah, we're starting to think you're messing with us.
Yeah. And so everybody send Congress and the Senate the memo.
Yeah.
Ban the electronic voting machines and do it now.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, speaking of the memo, what did Carrie Lake have to say?
Oh yeah. Well, so this is this is a great statement made here by Carrie Lake recently, and oh my gosh, listen to what she has to say. It's just great.
The day Hunter Biden's plea deal falls apart, the federal government's like, look over here, and they're starting to talk about UFOs and extraterrestrials. And I will just say, if the extraterrestrials ever do come to this planet, I hope that they're not brought to our leader, because I really don't want the first introduction they have to human beings being this mumbling, bumbling fool, diaper-wearing, you know, child-sniffing lunatic. And so I think it's interesting. They're always trying to distract, Eric. They're trying to distract from the crimes committed by the Biden family. And I think those crimes go all the way up to treason. And I believe that eventually the truth will get out about them.
man. Can we say brutal honesty?
Can we say, here, I love it. Diaper-wearing, child-sniffing lunatic. Well, and
that's
it's
I think she's just talking about Joe Biden there.
That's just the nice part about him. I mean, it doesn't even get into the fact that his own son calls him Pedo Pete,
right?
Which obviously is why he's supporting this wide open border and this child trafficking. And so you know, that's a good point, though. I mean, if they truly were aliens from another place and not fallen angels, that would be such an embarrassing, you know, can you imagine just the embarrassment of that alone?
Well, it's already embarrassing, you know, in front of the whole world.
Right.
And, you know, the whole world is like looking at Americans saying, I can't believe Americans have somebody like this in office. Like, we didn't do it.
Right. We're trying to figure out how to get him out. And especially when our own leadership has already been taken over, through these fraudulent elections. And so everybody that we have in place, they're there fraudulently, basically.
That's right.
And, you know, Carrie Lake also had this to say about that, the whole Hunter Biden thing. She said, Hunter Biden needs to be convicted of high crimes and then rat daddy out. That would be a start. She said, the swamp put Donald Trump through hell for 4 years based on bogus allegations. Meanwhile, we have definitive proof Joe Biden sold this country out to enrich himself and his family, and the swamp thinks we should give him the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
Enough stalling. The American people want to see action. No, we want to see consequences. We want to see consequences for the Biden's corrupt actions. And so, well, three cheers for that as well.
Yeah, this Devin Archer apparently has testified. I'm surprised he's still alive, to be honest with you. But what Carrie Lake said, you know, I hope this all comes to light soon. I think it is. It is coming to light. Now, what they'll do with it is going to be a different story. But anyway, well, we're out of time. Thanks for that. And great clips, by the way.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, you have a great day out there. Be blessed. And join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Pacific right here.
That's right. You all have a terrific Trump Tuesday. And blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.